I'm Travis Chapin with the University of Florida IFAS Extension. I'm State Specialized Extension Agent in Food Safety.
You talked about the Food Safety Modernization Act. Tell us when some dates are that fresh fruit growers need to come into compliance.
So the compliance dates for the largest farms, those with over $500,000 in average annual produce sales, is January 26, 2018. And then for the next round of farms, which are $250,000 to $500,000 in annual sales, the compliance date is 1 year after that in 2019. And then for the very small farms from $25,000 to $250,000, there's another year, so they come into compliance in January of 2020.
Most of our guys, sounds like, will be coming up 2018 and 19. Just in brief, what do they need to be doing?
Yeah, so the first thing everyone needs to do is take one of the Produce Safety Alliance grower training courses. We have some of those scheduled throughout the state this fall. And then there's some required records that everyone needs to keep. And there's not a lot, but there are a couple of required records, and they depend on the practices of your farm, which records apply to you. But everyone needs a worker training record and an inspection of the water system annually, and then there are some other records that may be required depending on different practices.
And I believe there's an on-farm site visit that people can get that will tell them where they've got any shortcomings, correct?
Yeah, and that's another great resource that's available to growers, and we're partnering with FDACS on that and the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, so we're hoping to roll that out this November, and when we have information on how to sign up for that, we'll send it out to everybody. But that's a great opportunity to have someone from FDACS and from IFAS come onto your farm, look at your practices, and compare those to the regulatory requirements and help you get in compliance with the rule before the inspections start.
For most growers, do you think this is going to be a major change, or is it some tweaking and record keeping mostly?
As far as actual practices, I think it'll be just some tweaking and record keeping, but everything new is a challenge, and I know that growers are already strapped and very busy, so anytime you add something, it's challenging. But once we get the swing of this, I think it'll be a smooth process. We just need to get it started.
All my questions, anything you'd like to add?
I think that's it. The trainings are on the CREC website, crec.ifas.ufl.edu. And any other questions, you can email me at tkchapin@ufl.edu.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.